WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. George Gershwin is considered a major composer in the worlds of both classical and popular music. Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, has a review of two new Angel recordings of Gershwin music. One features the songs of George and his brother Ira, sung by opera star Dame Kiri Takanawa, with John McGlynn conducting the new Princess Theater Orchestra. McGlynn also conducts this orchestra in the second album of Gershwin overtures and film music. Lloyd thinks one of these albums rings true, and the other doesn't.
Angel Records, which has given us some of the greatest opera recordings ever made, the Flagstaff Tristan, the Schwarzkopf Rosenkavalier, the Callous Carmen, has just issued one of the most grotesque records by an opera singer I've ever heard. Kiri sings Gershwin. Of course, there's always a problem when opera singers attempt popular music. Very few of them have ever been able to lighten up, to sound natural or free enough to bring it off. Kiri Takanawa, long before she sang at Princess Di's wedding or became a dame, made some passable records of show tunes in her native New Zealand. Lately, she has turned to show music again, like the complete West Side Story conducted by Leonard Bernstein, which has met with extraordinary, but to me inexplicable, popular success. She may have one of the most beautiful soprano voices in the world, but popular music only compounds the problem she already has with opera. Her syrupy tone and stiff sense of rhythm, her too studied diction, and her inability to point words without coy overstatement when she points them at all, completely sink America's most buoyant composer, George Gershwin. Sometimes she sounds as if she hadn't the slightest idea what she was singing about, other times as if she were singing to four-year-olds. And her affectation of an American accent only exaggerates her distance from the idiom, a distance much further than New Zealand. There's barely an easy, spontaneous, or joyous note on this whole Gershwin album. Listen, for example, to this characteristically charmless, almost desperate version of But Not For Me.
Sunshine, listen, you never tell me dreams come true. Just try it, and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyannas who tell you fate supplies a mate, it's all bananas. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. Our lucky stars above, but not for me. We'd love to lead the way. I found more skies of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hey-ho, alas, and all so lack-a-day. Love ain't done right by Nell. However, what the hell, I guess he's not for me. I know that love's a game.
Dame Kiri Tekanawa's attempt at Gershwin on a new angel disc. I wish we could just dismiss this whole misguided effort, but there's some valuable material here. Conductor John McGlynn with the New Princess Theater Orchestra uses the newly rediscovered original orchestrations, and we get to hear most of the original lyrics, too. There's even the first recording of a long-lost song, the sweetly syncopated Meadow Serenade, written for Strike Up the Band, which exists today only because Gershwin's friend, composer Kay Swift, was able to transcribe it from memory. It's Dame Kiri's best moment. The arrangements of The Man I Love, I Got Rhythm, Embraceable You, and Nice Work If You Can Get It refreshingly convey the real Broadway and Hollywood of the 20s and 30s. But McGlynn doesn't understand Dame Kiri's voice. In his effort to recapture the lighter, jazzier style of the period, his faster paced and insistent bounciness, even in the ballads, only seemed to rush her, which isn't a very stylish thing for any conductor to do. Fortunately, Angel has also issued a purely instrumental record of McGlynn doing Gershwin overtures and soundtrack music, again in original orchestrations, and it's a delight. Let's close with a bit of Stiff Upper Lip, the funhouse music from the 1937 film A Damsel in Distress, in which Fred Astaire danced with his second and third best partners, George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Kiri Sings Gershwin and Gershwin Overtures, both on the Angel record label.